Step into your private luxury premium blocked party episode. The content you can only get by giving us your money. Look at you, you're such a big time. Everybody, welcome back to another bonus edition of Blocked Party. This is the Blocked Bag, and this is Blocked Bag 15. So we're getting, you know, we're getting up there.
Is that a big deal?
I don't know. I just feel like any multiple of five when you're under 100 feels like, you know, feels kind of good. Or like, I guess under 50. Do people really care about like 65?
75, like, maybe?
I definitely don't. I don't care about any of the stuff you're saying right now, to be honest. I'm the guest.
Yeah, that is our guest. He is the host of Not Even a Show. The brand new season is airing now on Means TV and YouTube. Chris James is here. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was so cool when I got the message. I was like, whoa, okay. You know, I was like, this is unexpected. I certainly haven't been reaching out to them aggressively.
I wouldn't even say reaching out is like... I mean, you've been...
Yeah, because reaching out would be... Like, you have our phone numbers. So, like, reaching out would be, like, just sending us, like, a text. You'd be...
But, sorry, remember I got your phone number. Remember when you're talking to me, keep that in the back of your mind. I have your phone number, and I'm a notorious...
What do you mean?
Well, I'm a notorious prank phone caller.
But so call maybe, who would even care if you pranked me? People would be like, okay, whatever.
That would be funny if you did an entire episode, like, on Means TV, where it's, like, just me and John getting pranked the entire time.
And the thing is, too, is I can't do voices either, so it would be
really evident that it was you.
You can kind of do voices, right?
Yeah, I mean, okay, well, here, I'll do, I got one.
I'm going to close my eyes.
Okay, yeah, so pretend you're calling Stefan. Let's give the listeners like a preview of like what a prank call of Stefan would be.
Okay, here we go. Okay. All right, so Stefan, you're going to say hello or...
Well, you have to. You could actually call me if you want. Like, you have my number. You could actually call me, and we could do this for real.
I mean,
you think it might sound bad if we do
well,
it?
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to get my phone.
So far, this sounds a lot like Chris.
No, it's not started yet. All right, so
call me.
Okay.
Do you want me to do? Okay. I can do the.
I'll dial the number 3-2.
Okay. Yeah. So you dialed the number. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now you say it.
Hello?
Stefan, it's your uncle. Oh, no, I said uncle. You would know what he sounds like.
That sounded like my uncle.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that was you, Chris, other than the fact that you laughed right away.
Yeah, you sort of, when you laughed, I was like, well, my uncle never laughs, you know, but he does sound a lot like that. That sounds like my uncle.
Because okay, I feel like, Chris, when you do your pranks, you don't really, you know, you don't laugh, but there must be some times where maybe you do and we just don't see that. Where do you get all your ideas?
I'm
trying to be nice to him, Stefan, for God's sakes.
You are. That was a really good question.
John is like, I laugh sometimes at the things that the people say. Like, I'm doing prank calls to like really stupid conservative people. So I often like laugh at how stupid something they say is. But I mean, definitely, it was very hard. Yesterday, I was on a live video call.
As a character, right?
Patriot Pete. And yeah. I, it was
How did
very,
that come about?
I just sent a message to the email on the thing saying I'm a Patriot and I noticed that you're doing a Patriot live stream and I would love to come on and be a part of it. And they like sent me an immediate invite. I was expecting like maybe the next show, like the following day, but they're like, no, you can join the current show we're doing.
Oh, like this was happening. Okay.
And in real time.
How long were you on for? Because I saw the screen grab that you posted.
Well, interestingly enough, I was on for quite some time because it dawned on me when I came on the call that they did not have a VOD and I needed the footage. And so I then had to open up my other computer and set it up to capture it. And that was all happening while they were trying to sort of get my attention. And I was on for like 3 minutes before. And then one of them just sort of mentioned, the DSA. And then I said, oh, the DSA, that pisses me off. I like interjected in the middle of it. And yeah, it was
just sort of like keep it going. Like, oh, I'm still here. I'm paying attention.
Yeah. No, that was how I entered the call. And then so they're like, oh, hey, thanks for joining us. And I was like, yeah. And then I started in with a guy who didn't have his video on. I started saying, turn your video on to prove that you're not in Russia. And then it was like a real back and forth. And I got booted off. But it was really hard. And John, in those circumstances, it's difficult because I'm on camera. So if I'm on a call, I can turn away and laugh to myself.
A little bit,
but like on a video call. Oh, and I did pick my nose. I always aggressively pick my nose if they ever put me on a video stream. Anyways, can you guys get started and do your podcast? I'm really stoned.
I'm interested.
This is the podcast, man.
This is interesting.
You thought it was a mailbag, but the mailbag
we
is actually
you. We
just
pranked
Chris
you. Hey,
James.
We
yeah,
pranked
this is a
you.
Big time prank.
No,
it's just a big. So how did you come up with the idea for Not Even a Show? And I hear actually, well, sorry, I'm burying the lead a little bit. I've heard that you've actually officially announced that it is a show. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Okay. Oh, that's good. Okay. That's actually back on track with the actual good question. Okay. Yes. So this season, basically, I do a prank channel and the name of it's Not Even a Show. But this season, the whole concept is it's now a show. It's on Means TV, which, you know, Brian, the Street Fight guys, Brian
Who?
And Brett. Well, you know, he's a friend of yours. You do a podcast with
him. John, can you check the mailbag channel in the Discord quickly? There's a new question in there. So we're asking mailbag questions, Chris. There's a new question in there. If you want to read it and see who it's from.
So this is actually live. This is from listener Stefan. Chris, what's the craziest prank call you've ever done?
And that's in the mailbag channel in the Discord. So
yeah, so that is a listener of the show. So we're kind of bound. We sort of do have to ask that question. So.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta say, like, I sometimes hang out with Stefan outside of the pod, like, we're friendly.
Oh, what's that?
Hang out and stuff. And he asks me that question all the time. And so it does sort of feel like it's just him in around trying to get me to answer that question. I don't know. I guess, I called Rush Limbaugh and I got to prank him before he died. So that was pretty cool.
And then he died right after the call.
He died on the call. Huh? He died on the call.
Oh, man. Yeah. That sounds wacky.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, you are a show now. We got interrupted by that listener question. That's the big news. So you're on Means TV. You've acknowledged it's a show now.
It's a show. And yeah, the season premiere, we had Sean Hannity, Matty Glacius on there. So yeah, if you like pranks and stuff like that, do check us out. Thank you for allowing me to do this plug early on. I do appreciate it. But can you guys get to your podcast, whatever the podcast is that
absolutely.
You do? Because I do not want to be steering the ship here, because I'll tell you what, that's what's known as driving under the influence. So...
The one thing I did want to say, though, was there ever a debate that you would have to change the name? Because now it is a show. So the kind of the
there's
name
another,
is a little bit misleading.
There's another question in the mailbag.
Sorry,
channel.
Just one second here, Stefan.
I can hear you typing it. I can hear you're typing it loudly. And it's like, oh, why is Stefan suddenly not interjecting in the conversation at all? And then,
oh, I just did. I interjected. I did. To say there's a question in the...
But anyway, sorry, just back to my
go,
earlier
go ahead,
question.
John,
did
I
you ever
sir.
Yes, that's okay. Did you ever consider changing the name of it? Because I feel like
now that it is a show,
it's a bit misleading.
Now I know that you're just like fucking absolutely needling me with the worst questions. I get that you're doing that, but
that's actually, I think, a fair question.
No, I know what you're doing and I'm aware of it, but I will say that I did early on, I thought at some point I'm going to change the name to The It's a Show. And then at some point when I continued doing it, I thought, well, that's actually really a corny and bad idea, and I didn't like that. So NEAS, the show, not even a show, the
that
show
makes
is
more
the
sense.
Name.
Oh. And that's easier to like search for as well.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
definitely easier to say as well, adding more syllables.
Now, it looks
and
as
I
though
think that's good.
Other people in the Discord have maybe picked up on what's going on in the mailbag channel.
Yeah,
and they
so this
are now directing
sort of,
questions
I do want to get back.
I do want
to say the Stefan question first here, which is, Chris, what prank calls can we look forward to on this season of NEAS, the show?
I mean, I don't know. And the worst thing is
how
that
do you not know that, though? It is a show now, right? Yeah. Like, isn't that the whole
what's
thing?
Going
you plan
on
out
room?
Like the whole season?
There's
yeah,
no writer's
you,
room.
Good point.
It's just me, and I just decide the week of who I guess this week I've decided I'm going to go after Todd Starnes, Dennis Prager, and Rudy Giuliani, and I've already
you got a really good one today. Right?
Yeah, I did. I got a couple of good with Pete the Patriot, that new character. You know, a tech head Terry segment will be on there. But yeah, it's interesting because sorry, was that Stefan you said wrote
that? Stefan.
Yes, listener Stefan. Yeah.
Yeah, because. It seems like, yeah, I guess that wasn't Stefan.
No.
Because
Stefan
is a friend of mine and he would know that I don't
plan it
out.
I know how
it
works.
Yeah,
exactly.
And he would know that that's actually kind of a really shitty question to ask because it kind of puts me into a position where I can't answer it in a good way. So I know he wouldn't do that.
I would never do that. That was one of our listeners.
I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing to say that you plan it on a week-to-week basis. I mean, that's comedy, right, baby? You know, I mean, it'd be weird if you wrote Saturday Night Live like 6 months in advance. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And did you guys see Elon? What did you think?
Killed it. Killed
pretty
it.
Good. Gen Z Hospital. Sign me up, folks.
I haven't watched any of it, but
I haven't watched any of it either, but I just saw that was the one skit that people were really clowning on in particular.
We do. Okay. There are some questions. We can go to the actual questions now.
Yeah,
from the listeners. Yeah.
This is the actual question.
Yeah,
they only pay
for it, and it's like part of what they pay for and the interaction. And you guys are using it to do a real bit sort of at their expense more than and mine as well. Yeah. And so I am definitely in solidarity with the listeners. And by the way, I wanted to ask just
this
quickly,
isn't at your expense though. We actually pay you to be
we're
here.
We're paying you, yeah. This is at our expense.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's
sorry.
That is a big
sorry part. if I laugh at that. Yeah. But anyways, yeah. In 9 months, a couple nickels will show up at the doorstep. I mean,
well, listen.
On.
You know how it is with our finances department. That really has nothing to
do
with us.
It's
so
Dan,
you know that. So.
We put Dan in charge of our finances. So.
Yeah, and some have said that's a big mistake, but we see it the opposite way.
Is that,
he's
and that
learning.
Chair,
he's
and that
on the
chair
job.
Is, he says he has a new chair that appears to
I
be
did notice
gold.
That,
it's
yeah.
gold.
It's
a gold
plated chair.
It appears to be made of gold. Anyway.
It's like hovering off the ground. I mean, I don't know what he's doing here, but you know what? I will say, Dan, you look great.
All right, let's get it kicked
being,
off.
Just being nice. I'm just being nice.
Let's get it kicked off
What's
with a question
that?
Here. This one is from Sharperoni. What's the farthest you've stood from the urinal while using it? I've probably launched from at least 2 feet away.
Oh,
that's
boy.
A great question.
That's a really good question.
That's See, a really good question.
That's why you want. That's why you want a urinal in your home. That's the one. That's
well,
the one reason
is,
why you want a urinal.
Because toilet,
home.
I would say that I've stood fairly far back because I didn't even learn this until later in life. But like, I guess most guys can't pee with a boner, but I can. So like,
what?
So oh,
no,
yeah.
So you can like guys can pee with a boner. It's just extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, for me, it doesn't bother me at all. So I just
hang on,
just,
hang on, hang on, hang on.
Is
I
this
think
true?
That means I think that means you don't get properly hard.
Yeah.
No, that's not what that means
think,
at all.
I think that means you don't get a proper erection because it seems to me like it would have to, right? It would have to
because your cock goes like it goes. Sorry, saying cock.
I mean, I
so
can honestly,
dirtier,
I mean, I can send you a video next time. But anyway,
honestly,
okay,
please
I
do.
I assure you, it's not an issue. But the not that it would.
But how are you pointing how are you pointing your penis?
Yeah.
I actually have it's very straight.
This is actually really ridiculous. Do you guys talk about this kind of stuff normally on the podcast?
Yes.
This nasty
this
trash.
This is pretty much it. Yeah. So all I'm saying is at home, I do sometimes have to stand pretty far from the toilet. Like say in the morning, if I wake
Are
up
you
with
fucking
an erection
serious?
And I got to pee, I stand fairly far away.
Just
from
wait
the toilet.
For the erection to go down.
No, but it won't.
You're hard until you piss. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
No, that's not uncommon. That is a pretty common thing in the morning. And I'll tell you what, I can't though, because the way my bathroom's set up, the toilet, you know, there's a wall, so I can't.
There's
back
no
up.
Way to like.
There's
I'll,
no way
I'll,
to go.
I'll piss with like a semi. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even that is not great. But yeah, I have to wait for it to go down. You know, like I'm not gonna. I've definitely tried pissing with a full boner before, and it's just a fucking mess.
Well, you can just get used to it. You figure out sort of the trajectory.
It hurts. It doesn't feel good.
What I'm saying is that a urinal, I don't know that I've ever stood like that far back from it. You know?
Well, because the thing is, like, you'd have to be... The only way you could do it is if you're in one of the little private... I mean, not the only way, but the only, like, polite society way to do this is if you're in, like, one of those private bathroom stalls where it's, like, you can lock the door, and it's, like, a full, like, heavy door, and it has the urinal and the toilet, right? And then you could stand relatively far away. But if we're talking just urinals that are, like, you know, next to each other, you're not going to be able to really pull that off because there's a chance someone's going to walk
really
in.
Well, yeah, it'd be really terrible,
I've done it. I've done it a number of times. I mean, I'm not
like standing far back.
Yeah, tons. We used to do it all the time. Like when, like in school and stuff.
What do you mean?
Oh yeah, school. Okay.
How far back? Friends and I would do it. You know, like as far back as we could go. Man, I want to say like if we did contests, like who could go far as far back. Like I want to say like 15 feet or something. You
what? 15?
I mean, and you hit the urinal.
That's yeah.
I mean, you didn't hit it first, probably, right? Because you have to figure out. Like you're aiming, right?
You got and then a lot eventually of that piss on the floor. Urinal. Let's
yeah,
be
definitely
honest.
15. I'm just thinking of it. Like maybe not. Maybe like 10 feet. So like two people. Yeah, yeah. Like I laid. Like maybe like 10 to 12.
So you
feet
would lay
away.
Two
that's
people
believable.
Down, and then you would piss over top of them into the
yeah,
urinal.
You did not want to be one of the people. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I think 10 feet is 10 feet is believable.
Yeah,
I think that.
And definitely I did that, and I thought it was like a cool thing to do, and I think that I probably like did it in more places than just my school as well. I think I would like, I don't know. I don't think I was concerned about somebody walking in and seeing me. I mean, yeah, maybe at some points, but I'm talking about when I was like 12 years old, when I just thought that shit was the funniest thing ever.
It is very funny. It is.
Yeah, I guess maybe that would, maybe at school now that you bring that up, or like hockey, maybe like
in
the hockey
sports.
Locker,
that's what I was saying. Yeah, sports, we would do that for sure.
John, what if we do this for a video episode before you move out of your place? And we just christen your bathroom one last time, you know?
Christen it one last time? That's not really how that works.
Are
you don't usually christen something at the end.
Well, in this case.
Also, you just want to piss into his toilet on video and put up a piss video on your picture?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
want
to.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm just picturing, well, like the problem is the bathroom in the living room is like not set up for that. I would, because the way it's set up, I'd be pissing on the sink if I stood back.
You'd
further,
have to
right?
do, you maybe
well,
hit
no,
the,
you'd have
like
to get in the hall. You'd have to get into my living room.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but then it's kind of like over the sink as well, right? And then is that you don't really want me pissing on your sink, I assume, right?
He probably doesn't want you pissing in, like at all on the in the area of the toilet, even.
Yeah. Well, I when I'm at John's, I sit down to pee because I don't want to splash anywhere. You know.
Well,
what I mean?
And he also wants to use the bidet, whether or not he shits.
I use the bidet on my penis.
Yeah. That's what it's there for.
Yeah. Just like batting it around like a heavy bag. That's
this is a real...
Bag. What's the really small one? What's the really
bag.
Small punching...
A speed
bag.
Bag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is a real tough one, I think.
Can I say something quickly? I just imagine the funniest possible boxing workout would be... A heavy bag, and then it's got two speed bags on either side, and it's
right,
like,
then
just
like
punching
punch
a giant's penis.
Yeah, and then you
that's great, right? Isn't that good? That's a good idea, John.
Good.
What were you gonna say?
No, I was just gonna do the next question, but I'm glad I didn't, so we could get that last little tidbit.
That was
in.
Good, right? That was a
fun. That's what they call podcasting, right there, folks. This next one comes in from my fiance Becca.
Oh.
I'll be honest, this is going to be a tough philosophical question. I know Chris is getting a little bit stoned over there, so that he might have a real hard time with this one, but this is, would you rather never come again or never eat your favorite food again?
Food.
I'd rather never come again.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
well, the problem is my favorite food is my own cum. So
it's really a catch 22. Yeah.
But wait a second. I think, because not coming and not having an orgasm is two different things for sure. So obviously she means not having an orgasm because otherwise it's not even a question. Because that's actually great.
Great. Exactly.
Yeah,
no,
awesome.
No fuss, no muss, right?
That would be the best.
Totally. Yeah. I assume there's no pleasure. You don't get any pleasure.
I would say it's orgasm.
Well,
you never orgasm again.
This? Yeah. But how about this? Is it like, can you still... Like almost like your edge.
Yeah, that's what
right?
I mean. Can you
can
get
you
pleasure
almost come
still?
And then
is it
that
just
would
that
almost
you don't
be
get
better
that?
Because you would just
yeah,
never
I would say
ever
you can still
it, right?
have sex. You just cannot climax. Yeah, like, you can still pleasure yourself, but you can't climax.
You could still get close, and it's like, well, that's close enough. You know, that's fine.
I'm 30. Right? I'm 30, however, 36 or maybe even 7. I don't know. I genuinely do not know my age. But
I think you'll be 38 this year.
Dan knows what that's about. So I'm 37. I'm 37 years old.
I think you're 2 years older than me, and I'll be 36 this year. So
yeah. So I'm 30. I'm 37.
And I'm 32. Years old. I'm 32.
You're born in 83, right, Chris?
No, I'm born in 1984.
Oh, okay, so then you're no, so you're depending on when your birthday is, you're not 37.
So I am 36. Okay. My birthday's in November. See, I told you I didn't know my age. But now I forgot what we were even talking about.
About coming. You're gonna make a point about orgasming. Like, you're not 36 years old.
Yeah. It's well, a lot
I'm
more.
Saying I've I'm come 30... enough times, yes, I think where you were going with it.
That's what I was saying is I've come a bunch of times, and like sex and coming is not the most important thing like it was for me in my 20s and stuff. You know, it doesn't like dictate my life. Whereas honestly, food kind of does. Like food is like, man, that's what I'm looking forward to on a daily basis. You know, I mean, I do like a cum, of course. And also sure. I do want to say can you edit out where I said I forgot what I was going to say? Edit that out, Dan. Don't edit this part out. You can leave this in, but edit that out because there's nothing worse on a podcast. Nothing worse than someone who's like, oh, I forgot what I was talking about. I hate that so much. So please edit that out. You guys never
edit
heard
that
it.
Part out. Okay. That part.
Not this part.
Sure. Okay. And we're back. Welcome back to the show, everyone.
Oh my God. I think for me there's just enough foods that I like. Like I think if I lost my favorite food that would suck, but there's just like so many other good foods, whereas like coming is just this like singular, there's not really like a replacement.
Coming kicks so
for
much
it,
ass,
you know?
You know? I guess shitting. Yeah. Right?
Shitting is the replacement for coming?
If we're talking about a bodily function, what is the closest thing to coming?
I think shitting is maybe taking a really good shit. Maybe a good throw up.
Okay,
A good chuck, where it's just watery, where it just shoots straight out.
Pissing when you have to hold in a piss for a while and then you piss, that feels really good also.
I mean, obviously, shooting out of your mouth, a little bit of sneeze, I think it's shitting though.
I think if you couldn't come, you'd figure it out. You'd figure it out, right? You'd be like, what is the closest thing? You'd spend the rest of your life figuring out what the closest thing to coming was.
I think the nice thing is if I couldn't come, if I chose the not coming thing, is I could get back on SSRIs, like no problem, you know?
True.
I'd be like, I can start taking these again, you know? Yeah, I'm miserable.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, so this next one, well, this is a good lead-in, you know, from what we were just talking about. This is from Jackie Inertia. When was the last time you threw up and what caused it?
Oh, that's a great question.
And I know the answer to this because I do not throw up very often at all. I've thrown up 3 times since I was a child. Like, cause you know, when you're a kid, you can just throw up, like, you know, it's just Tuesday and you just throw up or whatever. But I haven't thrown up since I was probably, so I've thrown up like 3 times since I was like 13. Two of the times were Norwalk virus, that's wild. And the most recent time was that I had food poisoning.
Sure.
So I got food poisoning from a Safeway sandwich. And I want to say that was like 6 years ago.
Well, there was the one time though that you had been so long since you had thrown up, and then you had that black and white cookie. Do you remember that?
That's fun,
John.
No,
John, do you know the reference I'm making?
I don't. Oh, is it a movie reference?
John, everybody at home is listening right now, and they're just like, wow, that is an incredible pull from Chris. That's a wonderful reference from one of the most beloved comedians who, maybe he dated a 16-year-old girl.
Oh, it's a Jerry Seinfeld joke. I just
want to say, you said there was an incredible pull right as Dan took the biggest bong hit I have ever seen a human take. So that's an incredible pull also. Literally, I couldn't see Dan.
It was actually like it was milk, you know, there was milk in the bong. That was how thick it was. It looked like milk.
So I'll say the last time I threw up, I believe was like 2 years ago. And it was on a Friday, and it was back when I was like working and still going to the office. And it was either someone's birthday or it was like celebrating someone's like, you know, anniversary with the company or something. And it's like, oh, let's go out. And so we went out to like a brewery near the place. And it was like, okay, well, let's go somewhere after this. And that's the sort of the point when you're going out that is going to determine what your night is going to look like.
Sure.
Because if you're like, no, I'm done after one thing, you're fine. You're going to go home, drink some water, go to sleep. It's totally fine. But if after the first place you go to, you're like, let's go to a second place, you will end up going to a third, a fourth, and probably a fifth place that night. And we ended up going to one of the karaoke place on Robson there. I forget what it's called. But we went there and got a bunch of like popcorn chicken at like 1:30 in the morning from this karaoke place and like pitchers of beer and stuff. And I got home and threw up a lot of popcorn chicken. And it was, I mean, it was really...
Didn't you throw up on that camping weekend you went on? That was like the same weekend as the...
No, because I... No,
my cabin weekend?
No, my my friend who was camping with us...
Oh, that's right. He was like the most hungover anyone's ever been in their life.
You've seen the picture of him. Yeah, okay. But I forgot that wasn't you. He threw up like in front of our tent. Like right in front of the tent. And then also behind the tent too. And then several other places around
the campsite. That's why I don't camp.
But... Yeah, camping rocks. It's great. But anyway, that's the last time. That was like 2.5, 3 years ago. And it sucked. I mean, it wasn't good, you know?
No,
I'm excited
terrible.
To hear Chris's. And I would like to bring Dan in for this one as well.
Okay. Well, Dan's was like last week.
That's
so.
Well, yeah.
I haven't thrown up in a long time. Sorry, Dan. Sorry to cut you off. I haven't thrown up in like a few years too, and I think the last time I threw up was like just from being sick. Like I just had the flu and I threw up because I don't drink anymore either or do any real hard drugs. So you know, that's generally what makes you throw up. Although I've definitely seen friends throw up from smoking weed, like taking a rip from a 5-foot bong and then immediately throwing up out of a window for sure. my friend Adam used to do that all the time. He used to crown himself Big Smoke. He said, like, I am Big Smoke. Like, he was, like, really, like, proud of it. You know,
But then he would throw up right after, right?
It didn't matter. He was still Big Smoke. I'm not sure what he's up to, but,
Think he's still out there doing the Big Smoke?
I do know that he's still out there.
Okay.
I used to throw up quite a bit, like, when I was younger. Because I would, you know, I had like a really fun life. So when you have a fun life,
you got to throw up from having
a fun life, you know.
So for sure.
I would like, you know, I would take like drugs and I would mix them. You know, I'd mix drugs together, different types of drugs. I would take, you know, ecstasy, which in itself was a mix of all kinds of different drugs, mostly MDMA, but like a bunch of other stuff. And then I would like take other stuff too. And so I would regularly, it was like, I thought it was normal when I was like young, you know, when I was like 19 or whatever. But I stopped drinking like in my, I guess, mid 20s and just kind of was like, I'm not really about that throwing up life.
Yeah. Throwing up from drinking is, I mean, that was the one 2.5 years ago. I hadn't thrown up from drinking in like a while. So it's, you know, and now it's just like, I mean, no one's going out anymore. But I would like to not throw up from drinking ever again because it fucking
sucks. I wonder
if
like a lot of people coming out of pandemic are going to just like have tough nights.
That's what I'm thinking, right? Because
your first night out,
you've had a couple beers at home, right? But like you're going to go out and go like hard.
I mean, I think it's probably a real serious concern. If I could just bring it down for a minute. I think it's been an issue with drug use in the pandemic. And I think you're right, John. Coming out of it, there's going to be a lot of people who are, you know, have addiction issues that are going to go wild with friends when they're meeting up. And I think it is going to be a big problem. I'm glad you brought it up.
And Dan,
so it's all about
the last time?
You know, I'm just trying to help everyone at home.
Dan, when's the last time you ralphed?
From Tuesday to like Friday last week, I probably barfed like 20 to 30 times.
Oh my god,
dude!
Don't really know why. I gotta.
I have an idea.
You're looking into this.
This time, I'm finally looking into it. Yeah.
All right, that's good.
That's
probably a good idea.
We care about you, Dan. We're concerned.
Yeah.
So that's good.
This should not be treated in this way. It should not even be discussed on the podcast.
Yeah, we can cut that
out
if you want.
I mean, I mean, I hope he's okay. I mean, damn, that's a lot of times. Now. That's a lot.
Too many times.
I lost 10 pounds.
Yeah. What?
Why did you ask him that question?
I didn't know it was that bad. I thought it was like once.
No, it happens like once every few months. I get back to normal in like a week or two.
It's a recurring thing.
We've talked about this on the show before, yeah, so this is not like new. It's not new information. Let's go. Let's get away from the bodily functions for a little bit.
We'll come back to them.
This is from a cool, friendly guy whose current display name is not an Italian guy. I guess that's some kind of Discord reference that I don't know. If you were a superstar athlete, what would be your sport, position, type of player, and team be?
Ooh. Hmm. Okay.
Let's like, obviously there's no parameters set, but like, I want, like, is it what you think you could actually do or just what you would want?
Just like, if you were a superstar athlete. So like you just get to pick.
I think sort of like, I wouldn't be like an NBA player. Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it meant to be like one that you could legitimately do, or is it just in a dream world?
To me, this is dream world. Okay. You can choose.
Well, I think for me, dream world and also just like realistic in terms of like, that's like my body type would be soccer, because like there are superstar soccer players who are like built like me, like obviously like fit, but like the same like frame and like height.
Yeah, Messi's smaller
than
you.
Bruno Fernandes, when you look at Bruno Fernandes, he's like super rail thin and like absolutely has like a very similar looking body to yours. Like, and definitely you're right. I think, and I've mentioned before, you're actually pretty good at soccer. You can game. So
thank you. I mean, not anymore. I can't. Like, I legitimately can't anymore because it like fucking hurts my knee too much to play. It sucks. And no one's playing right now anyway. But I think it would be soccer. I think I would be I'd be like a winger, I think. Or maybe like just like a little back, like a Philip Lahm. You know what I mean?
Like a right back. A right backer. I could see you as a right back for sure. Because
I liked playing in beer league soccer. I liked playing back and like setting up the plays and stuff. You know what I mean? And like sort of seeing the whole field there. So I think maybe like a right back. The team. Like a superstar. Maybe Dortmund. I like what they got going over there, you know? Borussia Dortmund. I think that'd be fun.
You'd never start because Erling Haaland would play ahead of you.
But no, he'd be playing right back. So but who is right back? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And also they're kind of a team that churns out young talent. So you would sort of maybe try to look to move to a bigger club after that.
Potentially, you know, like PSG would be cool, I think.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, maybe Manchester United. That's
You know, that's your club. You know, But Chris? That's my style of play. Yeah, just like a quick little guy out there.
Quick little bugger. He'd be
kind of a dirty player too. Like low key dirty.
A lot goes without saying.
Because that's like how I actually play. Is like I'm a little shit out there. So, Chris.
I guess what would I want to? I would probably want to play basketball. I would probably want to be a like shooting guard in the NBA. That would be my dream. That's like what I used to like pretend to be the most. You know, when I would like play make believe when I was a little kid. But like. I would probably play. I was best at baseball, definitely, and I played shortstop, and I was like good defensively. So that would be in a legitimate real world. Like that would be but I would want to be a shooting guard. I would want to play for the Toronto Raptors. I would want to win the title, and then I would want to go and fucking party on Rob Ford's grave in a respectful way, not like. Dancing on his grave, like, yo, man, you were chill, you were cool, you had bad politics, but you lived a rad life. You probably puked so many times, even when you were the mayor. I mean, there's no way. Think about how many times he puked as the mayor compared to other mayors. Just not even
like,
close.
Just like putting them to shame, right? No other mayor. Like, I think if you combined every other mayor who's ever puked, he's still ahead, right?
Yeah. Yep. And John, I think John has a good one because he's like he said, Chris, you go like as if like, hey, let's save mine for last. It's gonna be a best.
No, it's not gonna be that good. Home. It was because my answer is soccer, but I wanted to make sure that you didn't also say soccer. I didn't want to be the third guy in a row to say soccer.
That's
so
smart.
That was why.
That's good.
Just a little hosting trick, you know. Because I think
that's
like
my nickname,
hockey
hosting trick.
So hockey is my the show takes on a different vibe when Stefan does it immediately after the go off Kings.
I know, he's still stuck in that mode. Yelling at Jesse and
that's
know,
fair.
So I'm sorry.
But yeah, I think like hockey's my best sport growing up. And it would be cool to be good at hockey, but it's not.
No one would care.
Being good at hockey is not that cool. Like you can't, because people can't see you. You're wearing all this equipment. You're wearing a helmet. You're not that famous. Like you're famous, but you're not like, if you're a soccer star, I mean, you are just like, you're legitimately one of the most famous people on earth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you get to be like, you get to be close to the fans when you play, like when you're not wearing any equipment, basically, you just get to, you can jump into the stands. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Sounds cool as hell. So I think I would be a striker. I would be a very prolific striker, fast, good finisher. And I also grew up cheering for Manchester United like Chris, so I would have to say that I would play for Man U. Scoring like a huge goal at Old Trafford would have to be, you know, one of the best feelings in life that you could do, right?
That would be incredible. That'd be amazing. Yeah. I mean, and just for any international people who aren't in Canada, it's the only team you could watch when John and I were young. It was the only team. It was that we had one channel that played one single EPL game a week, and it was always Manchester United because that was when they had Giggs and Scholes and Beckham, and they were on the top of the world.
So we had a program called Soccer Saturday, and it was hosted by Graham Leggett, and it was Manchester United more than 70% of the time.
And so like Arsenal the rest of the time, pretty much.
They had Henri and Pires and Bergkamp back then, so they were good too. But yeah, it was like Man U almost all the time. So yeah, you're right. Good point of clarification, Chris. We don't want people to get too mad. But yeah, that would be my, and also too, it would be a really exciting time to be playing for the Canadian national team. Can't let that go by either.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, that's it. We actually have a good team for like the first time in my life. So it's pretty sick. Okay, let's move on to something. I don't even know. I'm not sure what my answer is for this one, but I feel like you guys might have some good ones. So I want to throw this one out there. This is from Scott Squid. What is the stupidest thing you've said in a social setting that stunned everyone else into uncomfortable silence?
Oh, I have one.
I figured this was a good one to just put on a tee for you.
Oh, man, I've told this on my part, like, you know, I've definitely told on my stream and stuff because it's like sticks out in my head. But Stefan, do you have one?
I'm trying to think of one specifically. Like, I've definitely said a lot of like stupid shit on the show and like on the stream and stuff, but like
this is okay.
I'm
this
a bit
is
more
mine.
Like low key.
I will say
in
like
real
I
life,
wouldn't.
So.
I don't know if I have a necessarily like specific example, but I will say that when you bomb a joke as a teacher, it's like a unique type of feeling.
Yeah, I've had I can't imagine what that would feel like to just like say something like potentially maybe like about a black and white cookie and just have everyone fucking stare at you. Like, you just fucking said some awful shit, you know? Like,
I just wasn't sure. I just didn't think you said anything awful, but I was like, oh, man, this is probably a movie reference I don't get.
Yeah, Stefan. It was Stefan who really left me hanging.
I know.
That's his fault. You can't count on me to get references. I feel like that's been well established on this show. But
yeah.
But yeah, I that's for me is definitely like, I've bombed in comedy clubs, and it's less bad than feeling like you're being judged by a room full of teenagers who...
Yeah, teenagers are terrifying.
Yeah, so I would say I don't have a specific example, but definitely a few times where I've like tried to be funny in class, and the kids just look at me like, yeah, like I talked about a black and white cookie, so...
Yeah. Chris, go ahead.
Well, I have one, and it's... It's really okay. you're gonna feel secondhand shame.
Oh, no.
No way you're not going to. Okay, so it's like one of my really good friends who's still my really good friend. So he's dating this girl, and like her sisters and a bunch of like her, we all hung out as a group of friends. We're all super close. We all like got on. And also for clarification, I didn't have any romantic feelings for her at all. None, zero. But she was a friend of mine. But we're playing Wii bowling, and she reaches back, is bowling with the controller or whatever. She let it go, and it hit the TV, you know? And it was like a moment. Everyone's like, oh, no. And in that moment, for whatever reason, I said I called her the pet name that he calls her, like one of them. Like I said that in the room, and it was like I was just so high, and like he had said it so often, you know, he called her that so much, and it was like it was used so often, and it was just dead silence in the room, and there was like six people in there, like there was like other people there, and it was just like there was nothing. I right now we can laugh about it, you know, like now I know them. Now it's like a really funny story, but in the moment it was like nothing I could say, nothing anyone could say to like break the tension. It was just like I think I just like got my stuff and left.
Was it so were you saying it as like oh, I can't believe you did that, like yeah. Oh, ladybug or what
it
you
was
know, like
it was like it was, if I recall, I don't even want to say what it was because I know that how your listeners are, and I know that they'll just grab a hold of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's
so
smart.
Hard.
That's smart.
So I won't say what the actual
but
thing
was. But it was like a cutesy pet.
Yeah, it was a cutesy kind of very, it was a specific one that like, you know, that was like a cutesy kind of one. It wasn't like a gross one or anything like that. It was, yeah, but it was, I still remember the feeling.
Holy shit.
It was honestly, of like I've had like sort of like you know I've had a good life, but I've had good bad things, real bad, actual bad things happen, you know, and that was truly the worst feeling I ever had inside of my body. So yeah, was that what you're looking for?
I mean, I don't think anyone's gonna top that. I'm trying to think of a specific one, and like yeah. You're right about the secondhand embarrassment, like oh my god.
Oh, that's good. Okay, well this is a good follow-up, I think, too. This is also from Scott Squids, and he or they asked them on like 2 weeks apart, but they do kind of feel like sort of related questions. What is the stupidest or most embarrassing thing you got into in order to impress a romantic interest? Like getting into like a band or a, you know, something like that to impress a...
I was never about that. That was never my... I was like, I don't know. I never... I was at least, I think early on, even when I was younger, I was like trying to find somebody who was into the stuff I was into. You know, like that was yeah. like what my goal was. So I was never really like, I was always sort of selfish in that way, in that I was like, no, this is the stuff that I enjoy. So yeah, I can't think of one.
I can think of one for sure.
Yeah.
My high school girlfriend was obsessed with Moulin Rouge. Like it came out like when we were in high school. And not that I ever like got into it, but like the number of times I have seen Moulin Rouge in my considering, I mean, you guys know me, I do not
You're
watch
not a movie
movies.
Guy. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Moulin Rouge might be the movie I've seen the most in my life. Like it came out when we were dating. We saw it in theaters twice. Which like you don't need to see that movie. Like it was like we went once, and then she was like, oh, I love it, I want to go again. And then it was like she had this thing where whenever she was like sick, like not feeling great or like had a bad day, she would just want to watch it. So we'd like go over to her house after school and she'd be like, I want to watch Moulin Rouge. And I don't think I was ever like, oh, like I love this, but I definitely never said I didn't want to watch it. And so I just like would sit there and watch Moulin Rouge with her, and it was just like so fucking bad. And then after that, I would say like I was sort of the same as you, Chris. Like after that, I don't think, and also you get, once you get into your 20s, you know, it seems less likely that you kind of have to do that or that someone would expect that of you. But in high school, yeah, I was just like, yep, I'm all in. Let's go. Lady Marmalade.
Yeah.
Play it
that
again.
Sounds so
it's
bad.
More of a high school thing. Yeah.
It was so bad. That's the rewatches, bad. The rewatches.
Yeah.
Yes. The scenes that you already know when they're coming, the bad ones that you hate, and you know yes. it's right around the corner. And
especially
like,
with
oh.
that type of thing, like a musical, right? Like yeah. where you're yeah. like, okay, I got to watch totally. This 6 minute set piece
yeah.
again.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, man.
I think I went on a couple of dates with someone who was like, not like a conspiracy person, but like, big like Joe Rogan, like definitely like like podcasts, like like Joe Rogan, like that sort of thing, where like podcast they've
like that was how she was trying to relate to you, like you have a podcast, so it's like Joe Rogan.
But Joe Rogan is just kind of like the most famous podcast. There's a chance that she just was like,
that's I think that's what
but so, she might have, but did she say other stuff that was like a little bit iffy? Or
I'm trying to remember, there was some really weird conspiracy stuff that was like not like UFO stuff, but to the point where I was like, oh, this is like verging on like kind of bad conspiracy stuff, maybe. And I was like,
even that she's bringing it up, even that she's bringing it up on the date is a little bit of a red flag.
And then I think she also spoiled one season of Hannibal at one point. And I was like, okay, well, like, oh, when this person dies, I was like, well, no, I just told you I only watched the first season. I didn't see, and okay, anyway. Oh, so, but I didn't consider, I did briefly, I was like, well, maybe no, and I so I didn't, but
maybe
I don't think I ever had anything
cool.
Yeah, and it was never anything like that, John, where you're like tricking yourself into enjoying it. Like, did you have any parts of the movie where you're like, oh, this isn't so bad, like I can see, like,
I think I just told myself that about all of it. Was like, it was like, I'm not even joking, like it was almost her personality for a minute there. So was like, I didn't have an option.
I mean, that was a big movie. That was a very popular movie.
I couldn't be like, this movie sucks.
Was it Lady Marmalade? Was that Lady Marmalade?
Yeah, that's in there. Yeah.
Mama. Right? That's it. That was a great song. At least you got to hear that.
It was like Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. It was just like, it was fine. But yeah, I just, there was no scenario where I could say to her, like, this fucking sucks. And I
you,
need to
you'd
stop
be
watching
saying
it.
To her, you'd be saying, you suck.
You suck. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's a tough one. That's tough.
It's Stefan, the one, it kind of reminds me of like what you were talking about. Chris, remember you told me a story once how you had like gone on a date with this girl and it was like going okay, but like not, like it was like you were kind of like, maybe there'd be a second date, and then you gave money to a homeless guy. Yeah. And then she
even give money to a homeless guy. She just said something about how she never gives money to homeless people,
right? Because they're just gonna spend it on drugs or whatever.
And like she said it like there's just a homeless person like just off to the side, like minding their own business, not even bothering her. Like, not to say that it's to say it, even if but like just no reason at all, like found the need to bring it up. And then I was like, hey, like right there, it was like downtown in Vancouver, like in the financial district. I was like, hey, I'm going to grab the subway home. I don't want to go out and be on a date with you anymore. And she was like so flabbergasted by the concept of that. And I was like, I don't know why it's hard. I was like, I don't think you're the type of person I want to be on a date with. Yeah. And I was like, I'm just going to go. And I remember her I remember her standing there being like, what? Like as I walked
just
off.
Just not getting it. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
It's a power
that's
move.
Great. It's a great story. Great move. Great story. Yeah. It's that's so funny. Okay. This is kind of along the same lines. This one is from Watho. What song is a banger from a band that you actively despise?
Well, that's a good, I like questions like this.
I mean, I do a new metal podcast, so there's quite a few.
Yeah, you're gonna have a lot of
pick up in this. The first one that comes to mind for me is Blurry by Puddle of Mud. I think that's like actually like a good and catchy song, and Puddle of Mud are horrible, and the lead singer is like absolutely a horrible guy.
I mean, sticking with Limp Bizkit and nu metal and that sort of thing, what's the Mission Impossible? How does the Mission Impossible one go?
Take a Look Around.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
That song rocks.
Here's how it goes, Stefan. These are the opening lyrics to the Mission Impossible theme song. All the tension in the world today, all the little girls filling up the world today.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the good comes the bad comes the good, but I'm gonna live my life like I should.
I'll go
That's true, though. That's true.
Can't argue with that.
What's it? My Way? Is that another Olympus?
My Way. Yeah,
that's a classic. I remember I used to listen to that while playing like a Need for Speed demo.
You would listen to that when you were on your way home from a date with the conspiracy theorist.
Absolutely, yeah. I used to download game demos. This is when Napster came out and like LimeWire and stuff. And I remember that was like a big song on like Napster and LimeWire. And I would play like game demos. And because I didn't have I couldn't go like buy a game, right? Because I was like, you know, 10 or 11 or whatever. And there was a website called, I think, happypuppy.com. That had like all of these game demos, and you would just go and get like the new game demos and stuff. And I would just play the same level of like a Need for Speed like this, the same track, like over and over again, and just listen to that song over and over again. So I think it's My Way by Limp Bizkit, because Limp Bizkit does suck. You would agree, right?
Me? Well,
you like them, I guess, right?
Oh, I like Limp Bizkit.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think they're bad. Yeah, I mean, but there's a lot of Limp Bizkit.
Like, there's a lot of songs that are bangers by people that I actively hate, but not, you know what I mean? Like,
they're like bad people,
like Van bad Morrison people. Or something.
Sure,
yeah. Caravan, I mean, is like incredible.
Ignition. His yeah. new song is really good too. I don't know if you've heard his new song. It's really good.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, there's that XXX Stencion. There's, you know, he's got a song that I used to be like, oh, this is kind of a banger, you know? But then I was like, I don't really, I kind of didn't think he was such a good guy, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot like that, but.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But I think as far as a band that where I like dislike their music generally, but they have a banger, I mean. Probably Nickelback Photograph.
I feel like that's gotta be like, I feel like everyone has at least one Nickelback song where they're like, okay, that's not like a really
I mean
bad,
this is
so,
this
know.
Is how you remind me.
I mean it's that, a good song
that used to like when that played at a Much Music video dance back in grade 5 and 6. I mean, oh my god, you
shit
kidding
pops
me?
Off man,
this is worse than the way that they're trying to fucking bring back George W. Bush's name, you know? Trying to resurrect his, you guys trying to resurrect Nickelback.
I don't know if they're a band that I hate, but there was we that are. One song by Default.
Oh yeah, the Wasting My Time was
yeah.
that the song?
It's like, that's yeah, not yeah. you know
Default
that was a catchy
was
song.
Like, and that was in the Nickelback era. That was
yes.
the
and they were,
that was the like Theory of
Canadian
a Dead
as
Man.
Well?
Three
they
days
were from Vancouver.
Yes. Yeah, they're Canadian from Toronto.
Yeah,
I think.
From
yeah.
Toronto.
Oh, that's actually I haven't heard that song in forever. That's a good you know the song Becca and I were thinking about the other day, American Psycho by Treble Charger. You
that's
that?
A great song.
To
that's
be
a good
the
song.
Next freak show.
I mean,
show
Treble Charger has
a good
song.
Colorado Magazine. It does, but Becca just started singing it for some reason. We
it's
like,
one of those
okay,
ones
cool.
that sucks when it gets stuck in your head. It's like
yes,
ultra
very
catchy.
Catchy. That was like their big hit, right?
That was their big hit, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the lead singer at Treble Charger ended up, he's like a big producer now, and he's like a actually like has done some, he did a bunch of Sum 41 stuff. And
well, he just did some of it.
About 41 songs.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
let's get back in the positive column.
Wait,
sorry.
I have a question for Chris here that I want to ask.
You don't know how I came up with the Sum 41 joke?
Well, I should ask. Okay, but this one's actually, I'm interested in this. Chris, this is from HG. What's the biggest thing you've ever eaten in one sitting?
Oh.
I mean, it would have to be a plate of hot wings. That would honestly be it as far as like, I remember my stepmom made these particular hot wings, and for whatever reason, I must have eaten, you know, 75 of these things. Like,
it's
as
crazy
a kid,
to think about like back then how much you could eat.
How much I could
if
eat.
If you did that, like how bad you would feel if you did that now.
Totally. And all you can eat sushi. My friends and I would do all you can eat sushi. And
did
we
you
would
go to
eat,
Shabbosan?
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, we're in Richmond, and we went to like, there's a lot of good ones in Richmond as well, but which is a suburb of Vancouver, everybody. We have our own Richmond as most places do. But yeah, I did a lot of all you can eat sushi. So, but I guess, but like large in size, like maybe like a steak. I ate
like
I've
a giant
steak. I've eaten giant steaks for sure. Yeah. I used to be able to eat tons. I used to be able to eat so much, man. Yeah. Now I can't eat shit. I eat a little. Yeah. I eat a little seed for dinner. That's my dinner now. Is one
That's
seed?
Your one seed on a big plate.
They
pull up like the metal like cover, the fancy metal cover, and they pull it up, and there's one seed in there, and it's like spinning around like a quarter.
Stefan, I cannot stress how big the plate is, dude.
And the seed is. It makes the seed seem smaller because the plate is so big.
And honestly, the seed doesn't need any help looking smaller because this thing is a tiny seed.
Is it tasty? Is the seed tasty at least?
Tastes like shit. It tastes like shit.
Tasty.
I don't know. Maybe it tastes really good, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll tell you what. When I'm eating that seed, all I can think of is I'd kill someone for a sesame seed right now because that would be.
If that's much bigger, also, right? The sesame seed.
Oh, three times the size.
What kind of seed is this?
I don't know, man. They won't tell me.
They won't tell you? What do you mean? What is going on? What is the situation here? Someone brings you a seed on a big plate once a day?
No, I'm good. No, I'm good, and I'm happy for all of the help that they've helped me out with. So I'm totally happy with my situation, and I'm pleased with it. And it
because they might be listening to this, right? Is your that's what you're thinking?
Who? Let's get on with the podcast.
Okay. Positive question for us. This is from Shane T82. Who is the best member of the Jackass crew?
Oh, this, I mean, this is going to be the rest of the show. We don't have that much time left, but this is going to be the rest of the show.
This used to be one of my questions on the NPR 7 that I used to ask on my Twitch stream was who is your favorite Jackass member and why? I think this is a tremendous question. Whoever asks this, I think it tells you a lot about someone. And that's why
it really reveals
it.
A lot of their personality.
Yep. Yeah, and okay. That's why I include it in mine. So I think it's a brilliant question.
Oh,
and
boy.
I applaud you for, but I of course have been asked this numerous times because, you know, I would have guests on and I would ask them. And I can also tell you who a lot of, you know, I can tell you who Ellie Valley and Fila, I can tell you who a lot of people's favorite Jackass.
Well, you can, well, Chris, maybe, you know, you could psychoanalyze mine and Stefan's choices because you said
do.
You think you can tell a lot about a person. So,
yes, I will.
So you can,
I will do
all right.
That.
I think, I mean, this is really tough. It's so tough because you're basically, it's one. You're picking one.
Yeah, just
I know
pick
my
one
answer.
And then I'll tell you what it, I'll tell you what it says about you.
Okay.
I think for me, God, dude. I mean, there's one I want to pick, but I also feel like, oh, that's like such a generic answer.
You just got to really, answer it. You got to answer the real answer, because if I'm going to tell you what it means
real
about
answer,
you.
The real answer is Johnny Knoxville.
A micro penis. You got a micro penis.
But that is my real answer because.
That's also my answer.
Because like when I think back to my favorite Jackass moments and like the funniest shit that has happened. It 9 times out of 10 it comes back to Johnny Knoxville. Like the two funniest lines in the history of Jackass, the show or the movie or whatever, is when I guess these are both from the first movie, I think, right? They're on the golf course with the air horns, and they're blowing the air horns every time the guys are going for their swings, and then the guys come over and start yelling at them, and Johnny Knoxville is like, "It's for my bursitis." Just off the top of his dome, and they get so fucking mad at him. That's incredible. And then the second one is when he's fighting
Butterbean
in the department store, and he gets absolutely knocked unconscious. And then the first thing he says when he comes to is Butterbean okay? And like just based off those two things alone, I think he's number one. But then you look at like he goes the like Steve-O goes very hard, obviously too. But I think Johnny Knoxville, like he's the heart and soul of Jackass, and I think he goes. Like you watch the one where he launches on the rocket into the lake and you see the rocket come out the side. And if it was like 6 inches the other way, it would have gone through him and killed him. And he's like still just doing all this crazy shit. Right. So that's my answer is Johnny Knoxville. John, I'd like to hear your justification for that as well.
I just think, you know, being the de facto host of several shows that feature a bunch of weird people who need to be reined in constantly.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult role to fill. Not that I'm comparing myself to Johnny Knoxville, but I do think there is something to be said for having the
Stefan's wee man.
Come on.
Stefan's wee man and Brian is rake.
Brian's rake, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Dan sort of has the rake hair, though, right?
No, Brian is definitely rake.
Okay.
Brian, no one has ever been more rake than Brian Quinby, I'll tell you that right now. Dan is...
Dan is Steve-O because he's puking all the time.
No, Dan is Rob himself, I think, isn't he?
I would say he's actually Jess Margera, who's like a fringe member. He's Bam Margera's brother.
Yeah.
Who like, there's like just a cool ass dude who's kind of like, you know, he's there around like chilling. He's like, that's
John is Phil Margera.
I am.
I'm always.
Everyone's always. I'm just trying to take a shit.
You're trying to take a shit and I'm running and wailing on you. Yeah.
Hell out of me. Yeah,
I mean,
you're right.
Honestly, that's like such a quick moment in Jackass history. But when Phil is pooping and Bam comes in and starts beating the shit out of him, that's so fucking funny.
Rips his shirt
so
off.
So funny. Oh my God.
Johnny Knoxville's ability to tie the whole show together. Is very important. And then, like you said, he doesn't take the easy way. He's not like, oh, I'm kind of the host, so
he
don't have
hard.
To do a bunch of the stuff. Like he does.
The one
I
always think of
think
is the
best...
SWAT team thing, right? Where they're like, they're shooting like the rubber bullets and he's like the only one to go.
The only guy who does
it. Yeah.
And I think he also, like you said, he has comic timing that a lot of them don't have. A lot of them are just like big idiots and they'll just do anything. But they don't have the, you know, Johnny's got that comic timing. So Chris, you want to psychoanalyze our choices? And you can also say your favorite.
I'd like to hear yours, too. I'll say what mine is. And first off, I want to say that's a great choice. A lot of people pick Johnny Knoxville. I think it's like pretty, you know, it's pretty much agreed on that he is, you know, he's the heart and soul of it. He's the main guy. And it is sort of, I guess, like cliche to pick the main guy, but he just really is the best. I said it myself, too. He's the type of guy that you just like want to hang out with.
Yes.
Like you just want to be around the dude.
Some of the Jackass
so cool.
guys you don't want to hang out with.
Yeah, sure. Some of them you might not want to hang out with, especially at that time. You know, I probably wouldn't have wanted to hang out with Steve-O necessarily during that time when he was doing the Jackasses and all the nitrous and stuff. But I think that... My favorite Jackass member is, I mean, you could definitely say Johnny Knoxville, but the other one that it could be, and I'll say it because you guys said Johnny, is Pontius. Pontius.
Yeah.
There is something about that guy that
he's so lovable
and cool.
Yeah.
And I always cite my favorite. When Johnny Knoxville, it's just a stupid thing where he's like in roller skates jumping over like some little canal thing. And then he says, like, he's the greatest skater in the whole country, maybe even in the whole town. And it always sticks out to me as, like, he always says those things where I don't even know if he's meaning to do it, you know? Yeah. But he just, like, has that, like, lovable sort of attitude that I just love. Like, so I would say Pontius, although
that's
I would not
choice.
Argue with Knoxville.
And, I mean, he does basically anything involving, like, a penis. He'll be like first on the list. Like
he's
did
up there.
Obviously like that was, I mean, Jackass 2, I think I saw Jackass 2 and 3 in theaters. I think I laughed harder at Jackass 2, but it's tough. Like it's pretty much equal, I think. But just that opening sketch after like the intro of Jackass 2, which is the dick that looks like a mouse. And then he's like teasing the scorpion with it. And for that to be just the opening thing, I mean, the theater was losing their fucking minds. It was incredible.
Yeah, I got it. I never seen Jackass in the theaters.
Oh my God.
I didn't used to go to the theaters. Now, and of course, it's like a huge part of my life now.
When Jackass 4 comes out in theaters, we're all going to see it and we're doing a bonus episode about it.
100%, man. 1,000%. I cannot wait.
By far the best movie going experience of my life. Like,
close. I will go to the theater.
That's
to see
awesome.
Jackass.
It's incredible.
I'm renting out a theater because it still seems like it's a ways off. So I think Gavin's in town right now. I think we're gonna watch some good movie at a theater. I miss it so much going out to the
same
theater.
Here. Yeah.
Okay, we'll just do a couple more here. Great question, Shane. This one is a good one too. I think this is from Regrinzel. Pretend that when you die, you get a readout of all of your life stats. For example, that you can find out the total number of shits you took in your life. Which stats would you be most interested in seeing?
Ooh. Wow. I'd like to know how many times I came very close to dying without like knowing it. You know,
that's kind of an interesting one.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you mean? Like if you had been like 2 minutes late. Later
yeah,
to
that,
something
that sort
or
of
whatever.
Thing.
Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, and just, yeah, ooh. If I, it's just like things like that. Like
you got deep with it.
Yeah. I think that would be kind of cool. You know, I think, and then also I think honestly, like obviously like they said the shit thing, but like how much like cum have I produced? And I would like to see a visualization of it in like a garbage can or something. Like how much cum, like
how many times I've had sex is also interesting, you know?
Yeah, but I don't need to know like low number stats. Like I need to know, like,
I was going to say,
I want to know.
Stefan knows that.
That's fine.
Number.
I already know that. Yeah. I'm saying,
Stefan's like, look, I got two hands. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not going to be that hard.
I'm saying, I like a plastic, like Rubbermaid, like garbage can or whatever, right? Like how much. Did I fill up with cum? And you know what? I'm going to, because it's not going to be that much, right? So I'm going to say with my poop is how much poop did I fill up? Like how many garbage cans worth of poop did I?
So many garbage cans.
But I want to see it. I want to visualize it. I want to see a room where it's just like, this is all of your shit. This is all the shit you've ever taken. All of it. And it's all in like containers.
Oh, in containers. Okay.
I'd like to see. Yeah. So it's stats, but I'm also visualizing it too. You know what I mean? It's an infographic, I guess I would say, but that's what I wanted to know.
That's good.
Yeah. You guys?
I'd like to see some stats on how much I've been on my damn phone. you know, you get up there, they say, hey, yeah, you spend this much time. And then I tell you what, I would just give myself a smack and say, God, I mean, your whole life passed you by while you're buried in that damn screen.
You know, yeah, that show, The Walking Dead, with like zombies and stuff. Like, I feel like almost nowadays, that's what it is when people are walking around on their phone and just looking at the phone. Mm-hmm. Look up. There's a whole world around you, you know?
Yeah.
And also you might get hit by a damn, like, it's dangerous too.
That show got canceled because it was such a problem.
Because people were, zombies, yeah.
But I would, I don't think I would actually. I was trying to think of a stat that would be meaningful to me. I do like sports stats. That would be an interesting one. I'd love to know like how many goals I scored in soccer throughout all of my whole life in an organized game. That would be kind of fun because I played since I was a little kid, you know, and like my baseball stats, like get the actual baseball stats. Like this was your batting average over that time. That would be kind of interesting and fun, I think. But yeah, as far as those, yeah, I mean, honestly, like, you guys are going to make fun of me, but, like, I'd love to get a stat on, like, how many times I felt love.
Wow. You know what? I think we could all use a little more of that in our lives.
Yeah, I think there was also a pretty good part in The Walking Dead about that, I think. So it's really a lot going on in that show.
I genuinely have never seen a single episode of The Walking Dead.
Me neither.
I thought you were going to say, I genuinely have never felt love.
That's what I thought you were going to say, too. I genuinely thought that's what you were going to say.
Yeah. My girlfriend, Liz, is a patron of your podcast.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Emma? Hi,
hey, Emma.
Yeah, that's good. I think, like, definitely, the number of times I've had sex, I don't care as much about jerking off, although that might be, like, a stark comparison.
Yeah, that could be, like, really...
I mean, you probably think in your mind, like, oh, it's pretty close, but it's probably...
I don't think that.
I don't think it's that.
I think, okay, so if you had to estimate, like, right now, Okay, I'm just trying to, like, how many days old am I right now? I'm going to figure this out. I'm gonna try and calculate this right fucking now.
But how many times you jacked off?
But you got to calculate
since I started.
From like 12 or 13
exactly.
Or whatever.
Yeah. So, I'll say 12.
12.
And
I
didn't start like right when I turned. But you know, like, well, just for the sake of.
And also, you got to keep it. Like, I'm sure it's varied as far as the how often you did it.
Yes,
right?
I mean, I've talked about this before. There are, my record, I think, was as like a teenager was like 11 or 12 in a day.
That's
and by the end,
ridiculous.
I'm just shooting out dust at the end. Right. But you power through it. You know, I mean, you know,
it's horrible.
20 years in days is about 7,300 days.
Okay.
Now, obviously there's some days in there that I didn't jack off. But like you said, there are days in there where I jacked off a lot. And then in my prime, I mean, it was, you know, two or three times, right?
You were regularly doing two or three times a day?
I think in my absolute peak years, not years even, because you can't keep that up for that long. But there was probably like a month where it was like
a month. Now he's shrinking
like
it to a month.
As like a 13 or 14 year old where it was like, you know, two or three times a day for sure. But I would guess, so it's 7,300 days.
I don't think I've jacked off
twice
in a day that many times at all.
What?
You're missing out.
Jacking off is so cool. When you were younger and just discovering it,
I was late.
Though?
I talked about this before.
Oh,
I was late. Yeah. I was late to masturbating.
He found out about it last year.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I was like, oh, I can do this by myself. I started jacking off when I was like 14 and then I lost my virginity when I was 15. So I often talk about how I just went from single A to the majors.
You say that in front of people?
Yeah. Yeah. I said it on the show before. So people liked it. They thought it was
a funny
joke.
He said that when he first met my parents in real life.
Yeah, it's true. It was pretty,
I'm going to guess that
crazy.
I've jacked off 9,000 times.
9,000?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say mine's definitely less than Steph.
Mine's less than that, for sure. Although you are 5 years older than Steph.
It's still less by a considerable amount, I think.
I think so, too.
Because I would maybe 5,000. I'll put myself at 5,000 JOs.
So 9,000, that's about 1.2 jack-offs a day is my stat line, is what I'm thinking.
Oh, see, and I got to be less than that.
Mine's less than one a day.
But I feel like I've got to be less. Yeah, so I'm going to say 8,000. Which is still slightly over, but like...
Yeah, I gotta be less than that. like quite a bit less.
Yeah, I'll say 8,000. That's my guess. What was the question again?
It wasn't this. It was it was just what stats would you want to keep?
Right. And I'm just trying to
I like the idea of the sports one. I think the sports one's good. I also think it would be interesting to see how much money I've spent on certain things, like lifetime. Lifetime, how much money have I spent on fast food or on pizza or on what, you know, whatever. It would just be interesting to have some like specific stats on that.
Would be
interesting. What else?
Wow. That's a great question.
The number of hours I've spent in the car. That would be a pretty, also a very depressing
one. But then what do you do? You just look at it and then you're like, oh.
Yeah. That's literally it. It's just like a one time. I mean, I think that's it for most of them, really. I mean, Stefan talked about having his shit in containers in a warehouse or something, but like...
Yeah, like in the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know?
Yeah.
The guy's like wheeling my last turd down there. Yeah. It's a movie, John.
Yeah. Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay, thank you. I thought it was a football team.
Okay.
All right. Last question. speaking of jizz, this is a great way to cap off the show. This is from Roll Crow. What is the worst euphemism for jizz?
Spuzzum? I think I've heard that before.
Spuzzum. For me, it's any one that includes like kids in it. When people are like baby batter or like knuckle children or you know, stupid shit like that. That's like, those are easily the worst for me.
I'm gonna look some up here because I just say like cum or like nutting, right? I mean, spooge is pretty bad. Anything with an SP in there.
Spooge had a big moment when Chris and I were teenagers. I feel like spooge was a big one. I don't have any issue with that one.
I don't mind. I'll tell you what I don't like is when they hit the hard M on jism. I don't like when that hard M gets hit, you know? You got to keep it jizz for my liking. So I don't know. I don't know about disgusting, though. I mean... Yeah, you're right.
Spoom?
Like, what?
I don't know.
That might be like from a different language.
Maybe, yeah.
It sounds like it.
But
my God.
I think John's right. The ones that like invoke the like what happens with it, you know, the ones like baby batter, like that, those ones are really
where it's like two words, right?
Yeah,
like anything where it's
not
like
even
a compound
two words.
Thing.
I just anything to talk about the fact that it makes babies is horrible.
It's a weird way to talk about it in that. And if you're not talking about it in that sense, you know, like, it's a weird way to describe
jism
it.
Is really bad.
Yeah, jism is not good.
Because that's like what like an old pervert would say. Right?
Jism.
Yes.
Oh. I mean, load? It would be like, what about just calling it load?
Load is great. Load rocks. That's a
but
good
when
one.
You just call it load, like not like I shot a load, when you're just like, hey, check this out. You want some of this load? You know, like
that's
really gross.
Yeah.
All right. Why do you guys fucking drag me down to your level? Fuck, man. Seriously. This is not
you
what
love
I'm
it.
About.
You love it. No, you love
I
it.
Don't.
You love
I've been
it.
Smiling
Talk
the whole
way.
Time. Chris, thank you very much for joining us here on our level on Blocked Party. Before we go, is there anything you would like to plug?
Yeah, go and watch my channel. Do you guys have more patrons now since last time I came on?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, hey, congrats.
Thanks.
Well done.
Thank you.
But so if you watch my channel before, maybe I think it's better now. Like I've gotten better at editing and we're getting some bigger names on that we're pranking. So yeah, go check it out. Not Even a Show. You can find it on YouTube and Means TV. As
excellent.
Well.
And people can follow you on Twitter at the CJS.
At the CJS, I got some good tweets, man. I got some good tweets, dude.
Does.
Some of them are like, I don't even want to say some of them are really fucking funny, dude.
So go check them out there. Thank you, everybody, for donating to our show. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Like we said, we've got our continuing series on educating foreign podcasters about our great country of Canada and the pop culture within. And we also have a live show coming up on May 29th. Adam Christie is going to be joining us for an all cameo bonus episode. That's going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Saturday, May 29th. So be sure to join us for that one. Thanks again for tuning in. Thanks for donating. And we'll see you back here very soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.